1913, he came out with a covered wagon, a team of horses, when he came back for the last time, yeah. And it took him 2 weeks to come out, and there was a fellow from the drugstore came out with him, and they had some chickens, and took him 2 weeks. And we have an oil painting at this time that the fellow that was with him took pictures along the way. And the night they stopped, one night when they stopped between Nebraska and South Dakota, they pulled up, they straddled the state line there, and on this picture one horse was in South Dakota and one was in Nebraska. And Marion Baumhoff, a friend of the family for many years, painted that for us in an oil picture. On the line, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And,
so he came to Wyoming. My mother, her parents, built a place. It's 2 miles west and a mile north of where my parents used to live. Marvin and Jay have that place now. And
those are what, brothers of yours?
Brothers, yes. I had two brothers, Marvin and Dorrance, and a sister, Mary. Her name is Wells now. Uh-huh. And our father and the three of us were in the registered Hereford business, and we had a family corporation. This started in about 1946 when most of us were back from the service at that time, and it
so
ran.
So you fought in the war?
Yes. Oh. I spent almost three years overseas at one time. Was in the Air Force and was in the European theater.
Uh-huh. One thing, brothers and sisters. What's the term for both brothers and sisters? Just cleaning up things here.
Two brothers, uh-huh, and a sister.
And you call those together brothers and sisters, or your parents had three or four.
Our parents had four children.
There you go. That was the term that I was. Okay. For. What about your grandparents?
I remember three of my grandparents. My maternal grandmother died with the flu in, I don't know whether it was 1919 or before that when it was so bad. And she died during that time. I don't remember her, but I remember both my maternal grandparents, which lived in South Dakota. And my grandfather Bevan lived here in Wyoming until his death, which was in, I think the 1960s, but I'm not sure. I don't think I was here at the time.
Do you remember anything of his wife?
Well, his wife that I'm speaking of died with the flu of 1917.
Okay. In
1917, I believe it was, maybe.
And how many children did they have?
My mother's father.
Mm-hmm.
They had four children. A boy that was in an accident when he was a young man and lost his leg, and he walked with a crutch ever since I can remember, could remember him. He died like at least 25 years ago. The next member of the family was, well,